caught most of that up to the point where you started talking about velocity factor, and then I lost you. It was all staticky. I don't know if you're in a mobile or a HD or whatever, but I lost the end of that conversation. But I heard you were still talking, so I waited before I keyed. But yeah, velocity factor of the RG58, the cheap stuff I bought from Amazon, is 0.66. I repeat, 0.66. It doesn't really matter what coax you use as long as you match up the velocity factor. But most coax, that cheap stuff, is 0.66. You could use RG8, you could use anything you want, but I didn't think that the other stuff would fit so well up in the PVC pipe. So yeah, and I got to figure out how to do the ground, how to do the at feed point. I have to put a grounding thing quarter of a wavelength away from the antenna, or a half a wavelength away from the antenna. I'm sorry, I'm driving here. I'm trying to concentrate. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, this antenna sounds pretty intriguing. For the collinear, and then the other question I was curious, Brian, is for the independent links of coax, approximately how long are the for each of the sections of coax? I think you said there's 8 sections. Is it maybe something like, I don't know, a foot and a half for each of the independent coax sections?